AMR 672 stated he was also extremely intoxicated, and there were several open cans of Bud Light Seltzer 5% alcohol from a 12-pack. AMR 672 did transport the man, but to an unknown location. The description of the man was a white young male. And so I believe there was no contributing actions from the operator of Vehicle 1 that caused the man to fall. He was just extremely intoxicated. And let's see here. He was up in the upper rear level on the left side when he first boarded. So there will be no test. This was his last trip, so he's going to go back to the garage, right up the biohazard, and that's it.